So in this week's parasha, we have one of the many times in the Torah that the chiyuv to keep Shabbos is mentioned. And in one of the psukim, it describes it as follows: Sheishes yomim yaseh melacha, v'yom hashvi'i Shabbos Shabboson kodesh l'Adonai, kol oseh melacha v'yom haShabbos mos yumas. That for 6 days you'll do work. On the seventh day, it'll be a Shabbat Shabbaton. Right? It'll be a double resting. It'll be kodesh for Hashem. It'll be holy for Hashem. Anyone who does malacha will die. And the question is, what does it exactly mean that a Shabbos will be a Shabbaton? So the Svarno here and the Ramban in Vayikra Perikov Gimel, the Rambam says it as well. Note that besides for the prohibition of malacha, we know that on Shabbos we have many things that we aren't allowed to do because they're quote-unquote not Shabbistic, right? They're not in the spirit of Shabbos. And we tend to think that those things are derabanan, are divrei kabbalah, and they're usually derived from a smachta on a pasuk in the 58th parak of Yeshayahu, where the Navi tells us that mimso chefzecha v'daver davar, that in addition to avoiding malacha, you're supposed to speak differently on Shabbos, or you're not supposed to speak about business. You're not supposed to read things that are related to business. To machlokas in Shulchan Aruch, whether you can read things which are in Torah, even if they're of value and if they're divrei chachma. You're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos. You're not supposed to run. And all the different things that go in that category of not being Shabbosdik. So we tend to think of those derabanan or from the pasuk in Yeshayahu. But what many of the Rishonim know is that perhaps, in fact, that's de'oraisa, and it's derived from this word, Shabbaton. And the way this foreigner writes it here succinctly, and he writes, Hine nesar ba afil davar she'enu mechlal ha-melachos, even things which aren't included in the 39 melachos, ka'amro v'yom ha-shvi'i tishbos. Because we say, in addition to don't do the melacha, we say rest. V'zeh k'dei she'yeh Shabbos, she'yeh kodesh la'ashem, so that it'll be holy for God. She'yeh adam bo ponet ligamre michaye sha'a la'asok b'iske chaye olam echvod kono. And it teaches you that you should turn away from normal activities and you shouldn't be involved in chaye olam, in spirituality. And so the Ramban and the Svarno and the Rambam all argue that really what we call is, you know, the prohibition against doing things that are not Shabbos, because we think of as derabbanan or not. They're d'oraisa. And the way the Ramban describes it in Vayikra is that if we were to allow these things, so what would happen? The prohibition against doing business on Shabbos is only gzeira d'rabbanan shema yichtov. Right? You might come to write the documents. You might come to write down on your ledger. So a person could go, he could do business, so he couldn't cook, he couldn't plow. But as long as he did everything without writing it down, without doing any proper malacha, so the guy could basically go to work. And the Ramban said, what type of Shabbos would that be? And he thinks, you can't tell me that God is indifferent about this, that it's only once the rabbis came, that they came and said, now you can't do it. It must be that that is also biblical. Now, perhaps the most pressing, common, and modern implication of this is, at least according to some of the modern poskim, is electricity. Because there's a very big machlokas amongst the achronim why electricity is aser. Right? Not when you're using electricity to do a malacha, right? If you're using electricity to heat something up, to cook food, so it's aser because you're doing bishul. But unless you're just using electricity because you're using electricity, or using your cell phone, you're using your computer, you're not doing any other malacha except for being involved in electricity. So why is that aser? So the Chazon Ish famously says it's boneh, right? That it's, you're building the circuit. The Beis Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes, says that it's molid, that you're creating something new, which is an Isser Derabbanan. Rav Asher Weiss, in Shuvas Minchas Asher, says it's D'oraisa, because it's Makeh B'Patish, because anything which is creative goes under Makeh B'Patish. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Minchas Shlomo, says, look, I don't really know why it's Asser. He said, maybe it's Derabbanan, like the Beis Yitzchak, or maybe it's not even Derabbanan. It's a Minag, I don't really know why electricity is Asser. So Rav Yaakov Ariel in his Tshuvot in Ba'ala Shel Torah says, well, he thinks, and again, this is disputed, but he says he thinks that Rov modern poskim sided with the Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that technically on a malacha level, there's no Isser D'oraisa, maybe not even Isser D'rabbanan, to be involved in electricity. So he says, does that mean it's mutter? He says, no, because he said, even if it's not D'oraisa, And even if it's not derabanan, what? What?
What do you say electricity? Something that turns on the light to a phone.
Like I said, if you are using electricity to do a malacha, so everyone agrees it's daraisa.
What's an example of electricity without?
Using your cell phone.
So there's a light goes on.
Okay, but it's only LED, so it's not incandescent, right? So it doesn't matter. It's not daraisa according to, right?
Because LED is not really electricity. It's not,
It's not incandescent, correct.
It's not a bulb.
Correct. And therefore, if you think that electricity, qua electricity, is not daraisa, so LEDs are not going to be daraisa. Again, I'm not poskening here. I'm just saying. But what Rav Yaakov Ariel notes in his tshuva is he says, so, but even if it's true, even if Rav Shlomo Zalman is right, that there's no formal isser of any specific act of electricity, even if that were true, he said it must be that what the Ramban says, what the Sfarna says, the Rambam says, would apply to electricity. It must be usher d'araisa to use electricity, definitely for using it in a set fashion, because if we did, Shabbos would be destroyed. And that's exactly what the Ramban and the Sfarna and the Rambam say. The Isser is of Shabbaton. That in addition to worrying about Malacha, you have to make Shabbos, Shabbos. And if we would transform Shabbos into Chol by doing everything with electricity and therefore saying, well, Shlomo Zalman said, I don't know why it's Usser. So maybe you don't know why it's Usser, but Shabbos wouldn't be Shabbos. So again, I'm not posketing on this question. That is way above my pay grade. Why electricity is Usser? I'm not even pretending to be right to pasken that shaila. And yes, there are poskim who think that using electricity is vadi d'araisa, right? Chazanish, Rav Asher Weiss. But I think even if that's true, what Rav Yaakov Ariel says is also true, right? Is that even if it weren't d'araisa, he's not saying it isn't, he doesn't think it is, but even if it weren't d'araisa because of malacha, we have to remember our responsibilities toward Shabbos go way beyond not violating the malachos. We have a chiyuv to actively make Shabbos a Shabbaton, make Shabbos a day of rest. And just like in the past, that men Chazal said, you can't read the wrong things, you can't walk in the wrong way, you can't, you know, the whole list of things that you find in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Zayin. So Rav Yaakov Ariel and several other poskim, Rav Rabinovich has argued this as well, say that in modern times we have to take that seriously as a factor when we're poskening. And even when things come up that we can't fit into a specific malacha, we do have to ask the question, does this contribute to the spirit of Shabbos? And if it doesn't, then there might be a totally another category that makes it asur d'oraisa, even if under the rubric of malachos it's hard to define.